going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
I don't know how many of you still use Uber or Lyft. I used to use it all the time, especially when I lived in Nashville. Maybe a little bit when I lived in the Central West End, but I haven't used it in quite some time. But I know they're very, very popular, especially if you're, say, going to a Blues game or a Cardinals game and you don't want to have to deal with parking, leaving your car down here, or you're going to a concert. It's very popular, which is why they know they can spike the rates and charge you a lot more because of the popularity of them.
Well, Uber, dynamic pricing, isn't that what they call it?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Surge pricing. Well, we call it surge pricing. They might call it dynamic, whatever they want to go with to make it sound better. Well, Uber's not happy at all about this bill that's making its way through Colorado and its legislature, because it would force major changes on these rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft. And I want to play for you, this is from one of the local news stations out of Colorado, talking about what this bill would do.
House Bill 1291 would require stricter safety measures for rideshare drivers, including mandatory dash cameras, audio recordings of rides, and a ban on driving after using marijuana. The proposal also includes increased driver accountability standards. An Uber spokesperson raised concerns about legal liability, saying the bill could make the company responsible for even minor driver actions, such as offering a passenger a water bottle.
Which is why Uber's saying, if you pass this bill, we're leaving the state of Colorado.
So this has got nothing to do with the pricing. It's just standards for what has to happen in the car.
Right. The lawmaker in Colorado who is backing this bill, she says that not that long ago, within the last couple of years, she was a victim of sexual assault by a Lyft driver. So she's trying to increase safety, really, she says, for everyone, but in particular, the passengers.
Is she asking for money out of this?
Not that I'm aware of. I can completely get on board with you shouldn't be able to drive after smoking weed. That should be obvious. The audio recording, you know, I don't agree with that having to be a requirement. In fact, Uber supposedly, and I didn't know this until I was watching some of these stories, but Uber supposedly already offers a feature for riders where you can start a recording if you're worried about your safety.
Right.
So it's not necessary to force it on everybody, especially Lyft, which I don't think does this. The water thing is weird. So basically they're saying you wouldn't even be able to offer your passenger water or food. So if they're like choking or something, you're not able to help them. Because some of the people, the drivers, the cars I've been in, they'll have packs of gum, they would have snacks and water bottles because they're trying to up their score. Because when you get out of your car, you know, ask how your ride was, and you can give them up to, I think, 5 stars. And if you offer people food and water, whatever, you're more likely to get a higher rating.
I can see that. I think that the ride share idea is fantastic. I haven't taken a taxi cab in years. I can't remember the last time I took a taxi cab. I'll just default to Uber or Lyft or whichever one is least expensive at that moment in time, because the dynamic pricing thing does piss me off a little bit. because, you know, it's, I'm not going to pay $99 to drive from downtown to my house just because there's an event going on. That's stupid. They're pricing themselves out of the market. Although there must be drunks who are willing to pay that because they get away with it.
Cheaper than a DWI, they say.
It's true, but I think they've gone to pretty good lengths to protect their drivers with video in the cars and, you know, some assurance that the person you're picking up is the one that ordered the ride. And there's only so far you can take that. I don't know but how much more the state needs to step in on that.
They're also worried, though, about the passenger. She was a passenger, the lawmaker was, in a Lyft, and says she was the victim of a sexual assault.
By the driver?
By the driver.
Well, that's a personal... I mean, how can Lyft and Uber, like anybody can sign up for this. I don't know to what extent they do a background check on you or what all they do when you sign up to be in Lyft. But you know, somebody is not a criminal until they commit a crime the first time. I don't know how you can hold the company accountable for that. How are they supposed to know that was going to happen?
Well, I agree.
How would this bill help that?
Well, that's exactly what Uber was saying, is they're saying that they already have safety measures in place for the driver and the rider. And they, like I said, they offer you the option to record a trip, and that this threatens privacy and offers no clear safety benefit. I mean, Lyft doesn't like it either, but they're not going as far as to say, hey, we'll potentially leave the state if you do this. I mean, a lot of people have left their jobs or they supplement their income by doing this. I mean, you could make, if you're driving consistently, I'm pretty sure you could make a decent amount of money if you're making longer trips. And I know a lot of people I've heard will make money just driving people to and from the airport. You know, businessmen and women who are going on these trips in the morning, sure, at, you know, 7 a.m.
There's a time in America where people used to hitchhike. Then it became a bad idea because they told you shouldn't get in the car with a stranger. Now we order cars from strangers to come to our house and pick us up.
That's a weird concept.
It is a weird concept. But I think that said, the joke aside, that the companies have already taken quite a few steps to make that as safe a transaction as possible. And if it was a major problem, the public pressure, the perception would stop people from whipping out their phone and ordering an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Like if my perception was I might get sexually assaulted if I get in that Uber, you're not going to do that anymore. So I don't think, I think they need to allow the market pressure to affect that. And if it gets to be a bigger problem, yes, but to take one isolated incident like that and change state law over just because she happens to be a lawmaker, mm-hmm. I'm not taking away from what happened to her.
No, that's
but
still
I don't,
really traumatic.
I just don't know that it's a widespread problem. I think generally speaking, the drivers are at a greater risk than the passengers, because I've talked to a number of people, including one of our former producers who used to drive all the time, and had people getting in the back of the car that had guns. And I mean, this is prior to them requiring video and all the other stuff. This was 8 or 10 years ago, right when the whole thing first started. I think they've dramatically improved security in these private car rides. I just don't know how far you need to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would think that if anyone was in danger, like you said, it would be the driver.
Yes.
There are these isolated incidents, like with this lawmaker who says she was sexually assaulted last year by the Lyft driver, but it just doesn't seem like it's widespread enough, even though it's traumatic. The legal liability that these companies, these rideshare companies would have is crazy. And let's just say that Uber does pull out and doesn't want to be in the state anymore, which I can't blame them, because they would then be liable for every dumb thing. Like I said, if they found out that some rider or driver rather offered a rider a bottled water, that would technically be in violation of this. And then what? They'll sit there and they'll blame the company.
Yeah.
They can't afford to take that on.
Well, but here's the problem. Just like in Washington State, Colorado is now a state filled and controlled by the progressive left. So they'll do whatever they want to do. There's probably no way to stop it.
Well, think about other states, though. Even in Missouri, we talk all the time about how we have a super majority and there should be so many things we should be able to get across the finish line.
The common sense problem things.
And then they just don't happen.
Yeah. Well,
so, this might be happening right now in Colorado, but let's not think that this couldn't happen elsewhere, including in certainly Illinois, but maybe in Missouri.
Good for Uber. The cab drivers are applauding. They're hoping this thing passes.
Yeah.
So that these rideshare companies pull out of the state. But when all of those business people in Denver and Boulder and the other places suddenly can't get an Uber anymore, this is going to turn around quickly on those state legislators.
Yeah, and people will lose money because a lot of people use this as income. They do this as a side hustle. Maybe they work a part-time job and then they do this on the weekend because of inflation. I don't know. Maybe they're doing this on the weekend in general, even with a full-time job, just hoping to make a little bit of extra money. I've heard people who will do something like Uber or Lyft or Uber Eats or something like that, and say, hey, any of the money that I make from this specifically goes to, a vacation that I have coming up, or they'll allocate it to something specific.
Yes. Well, I'd love to know if they actually carry through with it. I just can't imagine them doing that, but maybe they will.
We'll see.
We will see. Food for thought. I don't want them taking my Uber away. That's for sure. When I need it, when you need it, you need it. And I find myself using it a lot more when I'm traveling. To other cities.
Oh, for sure. When I'm traveling, I definitely use it.
Absolutely. It's just so much, just so convenient these days. Coming up in the next hour, we got to look at the business this morning. And, the stock market's kind of been up. It's been down. I think you're starting to see daylight on the other side of this tariff issue. There have been 80 or 90 countries that have now reached out to Washington to negotiate on these tariffs. That's a win. That is a win, and people just need to be patient. We're going to talk more about that for you coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.